Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Satyamev Vijayate 2, written and directed by Milap Milan Zaveri, is many things, but it's not a film. You could view it as an expansive showreel for John Abraham's body. He plays three characters, a father and his twin sons. All three have granite muscles and abs that seem sculpted from stone. In one scene, the cop character is taunted by a hoodlum he's beating up that he's hiding behind his vardi. To which the policeman says, "Saaf saaf bol, body dekhna chahta hai, teri galti nahi hai, public ki bhi yehi demand hai." He then proceeds to take his shirt off while the camera swirls around his impressive torso. In other scenes, there are tight close-ups of John's biceps. John might be playing a dad, but he doesn't have a dad bod. It doesn't matter what decade the action is set in or whether the character is a cop or home minister or anti-corruption crusader. John's formidable physique stays intact. His personality doesn't change much either. The three avatars are interchangeable. You could also view Satyamev Vijayate 2 as a tour of the problems that plague the country. Because Milap hasn't really written a script. He stitched together assorted scenes that expose corruption, atrocities against women and children, venal politicians and policemen. A beggar child burns himself to death. A woman is raped. Children die after eating adulterated food. A government hospital refuses to treat a severely injured patient. It's a gallery of horrors that can only be fixed with one of the John characters stepping in. Thankfully, aversion is always around with fists ready to inflict damage. In a sense, this film also provides the definitive answer to the question, how many John Abrahams in a film is too many John Abrahams? I think three is the limit. Or you could see Satyamev Vijayate 2 as a tutorial on how not to make a movie. Milap takes pride in calling himself a mass film director, which means that he aims to deliver entertainment. I'm a great lover of mass movies, but the problem with this one is that it's singularly not entertaining. Satyamev Vijayate 2 starts with a visual of the tricolor, and then over the next 138 minutes, the film batters us with ear-splitting background music, grotesque visuals, feeble dialogues that are desperate to land punches, and superbly hammy acting.
Set summer in motion with the most electrifying Honda vehicles yet. Like the CR-V and Accord, with available hybrid powertrains designed to deliver more thrilling performance and more innovative tech. Summer's here. Make every adventure more electrifying with Honda. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Accord Hybrid or 2023 CR-V Hybrid.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
The worst offender is Divya Khosla Kumar, who plays a politician. I suspect she believes that the way to construct a really intense performance is by not blinking at all. So she widens her beautiful eyes and delivers lines without the slightest expression. After some time, the assault became so relentless that I became lighthearted and started to find humor in the proceedings. There's this scene in which one of the Johns is giving blood to his wife when goons attack him. He decides to take them on with one hand because the other one is hooked to the IV which is transferring blood from him to her. I am not making this up. In another scene, another John character stops fighting because the national anthem starts and he has to stand still. The bad guys, of course, aren't so patriotic, so they keep trying to injure him with a cricket bat and even a large table, but he just stands strong while Janagana Mana plays. It's truly the stuff of comedy, but I will say this for John, he works hard. This film has been described as an official spiritual sequel to Milap's 2018 blockbuster Satyameva Jayate. I'm not sure what that means. I had described that first film as soul-crushing and excruciating, but I was wrong. That film is Sholay compared to this one. The opening credits of Satyameva Jayate 2 include the inscription, "Love you, Nora Fatehi." I know why they put that in, because her dance number, Kusu Kusu, is the best thing in the film. For a few minutes, we get a breather from the nonsensical movie and marvel at the seemingly impossible ways in which her belly can move. I was grateful for the break. I don't recommend it, but if you do decide to watch Satyameva Jayate 2 at a theatre near you, don't forget to wear a mask.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.